Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Rinzer Johnston. A search is underway for an Egypt Air passenger jet that vanished from radar screens Thursday morning. The plane was flying from Paris to Cairo when contact was lost. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports it disappeared shortly after entering Egyptian airspace.
Egypt Air flight MS-804 was flying at a cruising altitude of 37,000 feet and had not yet begun its descent into Cairo when it disappeared from radar screens. The Airbus A320, built in 2003, was in good condition. Egypt Air has a good safety record. French media is reporting the pilot was experienced with over 6,000 flying hours. The possibility of a hijacking or a bomb on board have not been excluded. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Vice President Joe Biden made the case for the administration's new overtime rule during a stop in Ohio Wednesday. He says the rule will make more Americans eligible for overtime pay when they work more than 40 hours a week.
You're working 60, 70 hours a week, and you're not getting compensated for it. You're also losing the opportunity. You'd have your old working 40 hours a week to improve yourself or to spend time with your kids.
Some employers complain the overtime rule is too costly and inflexible, and they're asking lawmakers to prevent it from taking effect. A roundtable discussion on wildfires was held at the White House yesterday. Scott Graff of Boise State Public Radio reports the administration and regional groups are hoping to mitigate growing fire risks.
For several decades, there's been a push here in the West to build new homes and businesses in or right next to wild, fire-prone areas. According to the Montana-based research group Headwaters Economics, 60% of new U.S. homes built since 1990 have sprung up in areas like this. That's led to greater losses when fire breaks out. Patty Goody is with Headwaters Economics. She says the trend can be turned around.
A really small fraction of the possible wild and urban interface is yet developed. In fact, it's only around 16%.
Last year, U.S. wildfires burned more than 4,600 structures. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Boise, Idaho.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working with the presidential campaigns to tighten security. This after evidence revealed that foreign hackers are snooping on the candidates. Security analyst James Lewis is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says hackers can get a lot of useful information from the campaigns.
They get an idea of who might cabinet choices be, what the thinking is on a VP, who they're meeting with, who the influential donors are.
It's not the first time this has happened. Intelligence officials say hacking was widespread during the 2008 and 2012 presidential campaigns. This is NPR News. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus could spread in parts of Europe this summer, but as NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, the agency does not advise against travel to the region.
The highest risk occurs in two small patches of Europe, the Portugal island of Madeira and a section of Georgia and Russia along the Black Sea. Both places have the main mosquito that carries Zika and a suitable climate for disease transmission. Along the Mediterranean Sea, WHO says the risk is moderate. This includes Spain, France, and Italy, which have one of the mosquitoes known to carry Zika. Northern Europe doesn't have any of these mosquitoes, so WHO says the risk there is extremely low. This includes Germany, the UK, and the Scandinavian countries. Most parts of Europe can quickly detect Zika and stop its spread. So if any outbreak does occur, WHO expects it to be small and short-lived. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
One of the teenage girls kidnapped by Boko Haram extremists from a boarding school in Nigeria 2 years ago has been reunited with her family. The 19-year-old was found near Nigeria's border with Cameroon on Tuesday. California Congresswoman Karen Bass says she's thrilled with the news, but so many other girls remain missing.
There are still over 200 girls still being held captive. So I want us to make sure that we continue this campaign until every single girl is returned.
In 2014, Boko Haram firebombed the school, capturing the girls. I'm Winter Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.